the writer Cheryl Strayed hit the bestseller lists in 2012 with her memoir Wild, the story of a trek she took over the length of the Pacific Coast Trail in 1995. But it was in 2010, struggling as a freelance writer, that she was offered the job, not really a job because there was no pay involved, to take over an advice column, Dear Sugar, for the Rumpus online literary magazine, which she then wrote for 2 years. Those columns were collected in the book Tiny Beautiful Things, which has been adapted by Nia Vardalos into a theater piece now at San Francisco Playhouse through March 7th, directed by Bill English. After a brief opening in which Cheryl gets the gig, the rest of the play consists of questions from the Rumpus audience and Cheryl's extended autobiographical responses, which almost serve as parables to the conundrum she's been presented with. Some questions are short, with brief answers, and some are much longer and deal with weighty issues like grief, suicide, and sexual abuse, not to mention, of course, queries involving relationships. Without a through line, a plot, or really any characters other than Cheryl Strayed, there's very little forward movement to the story, if there's even a story. Thus, it's up to the actors, the director, and the design of the production to keep things moving, and most of the way, San Francisco Playhouse does just that. Susie Damolano as Cheryl does her part in a warm and witty performance that often transcends material that could easily become mawkish or sentimental. She is ably assisted by Mark Anderson Phillips, Kina Cantor, and Jomar Tagatek, as all her interlocutors, who switch gender, age, and character in the blink of an eye. Constant movement by all four actors inside a busy, high-tech space gives the audience a roving eye, which is absolutely necessary when the text itself only consists of questions and answers. It helps, of course, that Cheryl Strayed is such a good writer, and that the stories of her life and how she responds to her Rumpus readers are of themselves both interesting and profound. She's no advice expert, she has no training, and even admits that maybe some of her advice could be wrong. But Tiny Beautiful Things is never less than honest, and even though the play starts to lag just past the one-hour mark, it's still a lovely and often moving night in the theater. Tiny Beautiful Things, adapted by Nia Vardalos, from the book by Cheryl Strayed, directed by Bill English, plays at San Francisco Playhouse through March 7th. For more information, you can go to sfplayhouse.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.